Romans chapter 3, verses 20 and 21 says, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we can ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." A good word today from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Friends, so good to see you. Welcome to Sunday worship on this July 11th, 2021. I have the great pleasure of being your host for this radio program and have been doing it for, oh my, several years. I got my cup of coffee here. I got God's Word over here as well. And let's just come together and worship His name. This program, we focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. We do more than just hit play on a CD player. And my prayer is that you'll be encouraged. You'll be focused on Him who deserves our full attention and affection. Let's start things off with a kind of a newer worship group. It's the Norton Hall Band and Just As I Am. You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark plot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come.
Well, tell you what, I was reading God's Word this past week, and you ever read a scripture passage that really just stands out? This one was for me this week. Psalm 116, verse 8, listen to this, says, "You have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling."
I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away.
Listening to Sunday Worship.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested schemes, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Praise the Lord, He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord, for the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise Him. Now Satan is a liar, and he wants to make us think that we are paupers, when he knows himself we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done. Praise the Lord, He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord, for the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise Him. Praise the Lord, He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord, for the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. When you praise Him. When you
friend, I hope you are having a wonderful weekend. You're listening to Sunday Worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and I was reading a story this past week about a middle school teacher, Miss Karen, and she actually created an activity to teach her students how to better understand one another. And this activity is called the baggage activity. Students write down some of their emotional weights that they're carrying, and the notes would be shared anonymously, giving the students some insight into, well, each other's hardships, often with a tearful response from their peers. And so she goes on to say, the classroom has been since filled with a deeper sense of mutual respect among the young teens, who now have a greater sense of empathy for one another. Isn't that great? Friend, who around you this week might need your empathy for the burdens they carry? Friend, how can you love them as yourself?
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for Him and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend. desire is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubt and fear. When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow. I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches. I know he watches. I know he watches me.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now, and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning, and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much, I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him. Later they beat him. It's Sunday morning. I wish now I'd fall.
I am a soldier. I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship today. Hey, connect with me online, facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. That's K-R-O-L, facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. And in early 2019, Charlie Vandermeer died at the age of 84. Now, for many decades, he was known to thousands upon thousands of people as Uncle Charlie, the host of the national radio broadcast Children's Bible Hour. And I was reading a neat story about him this past week. The day before Uncle Charlie slipped into eternity, he told a good friend, "It's not what you know, it's who you know." And of course, he's talking about Jesus Christ. And even as he faced the end of his life, Uncle Charlie couldn't help but talk about Jesus and the necessity for people to receive him as their Savior. Friend, we may know facts about Jesus. We may know all about the church, and we may even be familiar with the Bible. But the only way to know Jesus as Savior is to accept his free gift of salvation. He's the who we need to know.
Through the long dark night, out on the open sea, my faith alone, yet his eyes are watching me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds. though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite. Though the sails are torn.